to admit, I'm a little nervous about having my fortune read.
Oh, Lowell, relax. It's just good-natured fun. There's nothing to worry about. Oh, tortured souls of eternal darkness, open my eyes that I might see.
What?
It's the card of good fortune.
Oh, God, I know it. What does it mean?
It means that a stranger is going to bring you unexpected good fortune.
What is this, a meeting of the mindless? What's going on here?
I'm rehearsing for the VFW Carnival. I, Madame Zorko, am working the fortune-telling booth. I hold the key to the future. What question do you seek the answer to?
Do I look like an idiot?
Well, Madame Zorko, shall we see?
That man over there is Edward Tinsdale. He's the conductor of the Minneapolis Philharmonic. He is a genius. I can't let him see me like this. I look like a waitress. Here he comes.
Nicely done.
Hey, guys. Guess who's on my flight?
Yeah. We know Edward Tinsdale, the conductor of the Minneapolis Philharmonic.
No. Popo the Clown. Show on Channel 8. Remember, Brian? We used to watch it all the time.
Where is he? Are his pants lit up?
God, what I wouldn't do to play in an orchestra like his.
Popo's ragtime band?
No, the Minneapolis Philharmonic.
Well, maybe he needs a cellist.
No, he mostly uses cowbells and kazoos.
Why don't you go and introduce yourself to him?
No, I can't meet him like this. I smell like egg salad.
This is your chance.
Seize the moment.
How do I talk to a legend? I mean, what do I say?
Well, I don't know. How about, who's your favorite composer?
Oh, right, Joe. Excuse me, Mr. Einstein. What's your favorite number? I can't ask him something that simplistic. I know. I'll ask him if he thinks Schoenberg's dodecaphonic scale is the musical fraud of the 20th century or just a viable expression of non-cadential polytonality.
That shouldn't be too hard to work into the conversation.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Go get him.
Excuse me, Mr. Tinsdale?
Yes?
Who's your favorite composer?
I am.
That's a good one.
I wasn't joking.
No, of course you weren't. Why don't I just go away now?
Bye.
Blew it. Thanks, Joe.
Poor Helen, who knows when she'll get another opportunity like that.
Hey, maybe sooner than you think.
Lowell, I want you to lose this.
What?
Brian, what are you doing?
This is Tinsdale's bag. I want Lowell to lose it.
Did I miss some kind of policy memo?
Joe.
We're not actually going to lose the bag. In an hour, Helen will bring Tinsdale's bag. We'll be so overjoyed to get it, he'll have to give her an audition.
Joe, you're the boss. What do you say?
Lose it.
All right, I'll lose it. But it goes against every fiber of my being.
I just might have to hug you.
Excuse me, one of you. I have two bags. There's one here, one's missing. Is there more luggage outside?
No. I'm afraid your bag is lost.
The string parts with all the bowings for next week's concert are in that bag. I can't possibly duplicate them.
Excuse me, Mr. Tinsdale, my name is Joe Hackett. I run Sandpiper Air. I just got off the phone with Logan. They found your bag. It'll be here in an hour. I'll have it delivered to you as soon as it arrives.
You have no idea how important...
Relax, Edward. It's our honeymoon. I'm sure we can find something to do to pass the time.
Yes, I suppose you're right. An hour?
You have my word.
We're staying at 480 Madigan Road.
We'll be there.
Don't hurry.
What's that all about?
You're going to bring Tinsdale his bag, and when you ask for an audition, don't take no for an answer.
No, Brian, I can't
Helen,
do that.
Helen, you know what they say about the squeaky wheel? If you don't watch yourself, this egg salad is going to be your future. Has this been sitting out?
All right, I'll do it. For nothing else, to apologize and to show him that the people on this island aren't just a bunch of unsophisticated, simple-minded boobs.
Hey, some guy's in a parking lot juggling clamshells.
Were his pants lit up?
Yeah, I think they were.
Popo!
Excuse me, sir. You dropped this wallet out on the tarmac.
Oh, thank you. Oh, just a moment.
There you go.
Wow, $20. Thanks.
Hey. Did you see that?
Your prediction came true. You said a stranger was going to bring Lowell good fortune.
I did. Yes. I am good.
Hey, Faye, how'd you like to try reading my fortune?
If you like. Oh, tortured soul.
Just cut to the chase, Madam Wacko. What? What was that?
Nothing, mistake. I forgot to shuffle. Mm.
What?
Roy, I'm not feeling very well. Why don't we do this tomorrow?
You saw something, Faye.
No.
Now, what was it?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. It wasn't the death card.
It was, too.
No.
It was a death card.
No. It was the cheese card.
The cheese card.
The cheese card. It means you're going to buy more airplanes and become an even bigger cheese around here.
Faye, I don't like this supernatural stuff. Are you telling me the truth?
Of course I am. You have nothing to worry about.
Good. Oh, Faye, you still need a ride home from work?
No. I feel like walking.
You're going to walk 6 miles in heels?
You know what they say. No pain, no gain.
So, Helen, about ready for your adventure?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Hey, Lowell, where's Tinsdale's bag?
I don't know how to tell you guys this, but the bag's gone. It's really lost.
What?
Are you kidding?
Yes, I am. Like it, Schumer. You gotta love it.
Whoa, this isn't the right bag.
It isn't? Uh-oh. Gotcha again. Two for two.
Here goes nothing.
Good luck.
Bye, Helen.
Wait a minute. Where is my cello? It was sitting here just a second ago.
Ta-da! Oh, somebody stop me. I'm a pistol today.
Hurry back, honey.
Oh, I will, sweetheart. Yes?
It's Helen Chapel from the airport. I have your suitcase.
Ah, thank you.
You probably noticed that I have a cello with me.
Is that what that is? Young lady, I'm on my honeymoon. Don't tell me you're here to audition for me.
Oh, please, Mr. Tinsdale. I've studied this instrument since it was taller than I was. It is my dream to play in an orchestra like yours. It's all I've ever cared about. I know this is an incredible imposition, but if you don't mind, I have to find out if I'm good enough.
Let's just assume that you are.
Oh, no, please. I have to play for you.
You're not going to leave until I listen to you, are you?
I can live 8 days without water.
Come in, play.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Look. No problem. Frankly, Miss Chapel, mm-hmm. Your technique is poor. Your playing lacks passion, but your understanding of the music is utterly superficial. I don't think you're ever going to play in an orchestra of any consequence. My advice to you would be to abandon the cello. Get on with your life.
Honey, I'm waiting.
And I will get on with mine.
But I've practiced for over 20 years. I mean, this is my dream. If I'm not a cellist, I'm a waitress.
Then be the best darn waitress you can be.
Maybe you just caught him at a bad time.
I'll say. The man was on his honeymoon. What was I thinking? There's really nothing I could have done to have pleased him.
You could have joined them.
It's the most humiliating experience of my life. I'll never forget the look on his face. It was a combination of pity and loathing.
Loathing? I've seen that look before. There it is. Helen.
Leave me alone, Joe. I'm gonna go eat some cookie dough.
Burns me up. What does that jerk conductor get off smashing someone's hopes? Well, I don't know, Joey. I mean, haven't you ever wondered about Helen? If she's really that good, what is she still doing here, huh? How can you say that? Well, I'm just trying to be realistic, is all. You're the one who's talking about the squeaky wheel getting the grease. And apparently a squeaky wheel is exactly what she sounds like. As bad as Tinsdale. Oh, hey! Now, I like Helen as much as you do, but sometimes in life, you gotta know when to cut your losses. And you know when? I'm here, aren't I?
I feel so bad for Helen. It's a sad thing when a dream dies. Without a dream, life is an empty, endless slog through a wasteland of pain and despair.
And then you find out Popo doesn't really make that funny noise when you sock him in the stomach.
Have you ever had a dream, Lowell?
Yes.
What was it?
This is it.
No, I meant... And a wonderful dream it is. Oh, Roy, thank God you're here. I'm so happy to see you.
Why?
No reason. Fatty.
Oh, hey, Lowell. How's Papa?
Well, the doctor gave him a sedative. But I think he'll be okay. He stuffed the pill up his nose and made it come out his ear.
Helen, listen, I was thinking about what happened with Tinsdale. Now, do you remember that old expression about falling off a horse? What do?
You shoot the miserable beast through the eyes.
No, you get right back on. I think you should go back out there and play for him again.
What, are you out of your freaking mind? There's no way I'm going through that agony again.
Well, that doesn't sound like you. The Helen Chappell I know is not a quitter. The Helen Chappell I know can take it on the chin and still come back. The Helen Chappell I know does not take no for an answer.
Great. Send her.
Hurry back, honey.
Give it a rest, will you? Yes?
Hello. I don't know if you remember me, but...
I got the bag, thank you.
Wait. This isn't about the bag. I've got something I want to say to you. I don't care who you are. Doesn't give you the right to smash someone's hopes. When they lay it all out there for you to judge, the least you can do is be kind.
This would be about the girl with the cello.
Honey, I'm waiting.
Look, I know this is a bad time.
No, it's perfect. Come in. I was being kind. I told her the truth. The momentary sting is easier to bear than wasting your life chasing a dream that can never be.
Who are you to tell her she's no good?
Selecting musicians is a large part of what I do. I've auditioned, thousands over the years. I've played the piano since I was 5, the violin since I was 7. After graduating from Juilliard, I was picked by George Sell out of 1,000 candidates to assist him with the Cleveland Orchestra. Since then, I have conducted the Amsterdam Concertgebouw, the London Philharmonic, the National Symphony Orchestra. In 1985, I conducted the Berlin Philharmonic in a series of recordings of the complete symphonies of Shostakovich, for which I have received numerous awards. I hold honorary Doctor of Music degrees from Harvard, Cambridge, the Sorbonne. I sit on the board of the National Endowment for the Arts, and just last month, the Italian Academy awarded me the Silver Baton.
But not the gold.
There is no gold.
So?
Touché.
Look, I may not be an expert on music, but I know a thing or two about flying. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, there was a guy who dreamed about becoming a pilot. On his first lesson, his instructor told him he didn't have what it took, but he didn't quit because flying was his dream. And not only did that man eventually get to fly, but he became the first American in space. And that man was John Glenn.
You mean Wally Schirra?
I'm pretty sure it was John Glenn.
And John Glenn was first man in orbit. Wally Schirra was first man in space.
Wait, the order was Dog Monkey Glenn.
Dog Monkey Schirra.
Dog Monkey Glenn.
Dog Monkey Schirra.
It was Alan Shepard.
Right, that's right, dear. Thank you.
So, anyway, all I'm saying is,
please, don't ruin my friend's life. She was probably just nervous. Give her another chance.
Yeah. Perhaps I was a little hasty the other evening. You tell your friend that I'd be happy to listen to her play again sometime.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Brian, bring her in.
We could even do it now, if you'd like.
I apologize for this, Mr. Tinsdale. They made me do it. I don't question your judgment. If anyone would know, it's you. I'm so sorry.
Miss Chapel?
Yes?
It's entirely possible that I owe you the apology.
Whoa!
Oh, hey, you must be Mrs. Tinsdale, huh?
Bravo, maestro. Won't you play for me again, please?
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I think I could play much better than I did yesterday. I was very flustered, yes. Well, I wasn't very flustered, but I was pretty flustered. That's why I think I'm sure. Well, I'm really sure that I think I could play much better because I'm not as flustered.
Play the damn thing!
Why don't I do that?
And then she finished playing. And he just stared at her, kind of like the way you stare at a bug after it's splattered on your windshield. And then he told her. She played better the first time.
Poor Helen.
I'm worried about her. She must be totally devastated.
Good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day?
God, it kills me to see her like this.
Helen, are you okay?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
You're not bothered by what happened?
Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, I cried myself to sleep last night. But then, when I woke up this morning, I did what I've done every day for the past 20 years of my life. I dragged myself out of bed to practice. But after last night, I realized there was no reason to. So, I watched the sunrise. I went on a walk, and then I took a hot bubble bath, and I still had time to read the newspaper over breakfast. I figured it out. Practicing 2 hours a day, I have put over 10,000 hours of my life into that cello. Do you realize how many hours that is?
Unless this is a trick question, I'd say 10,000.
Waste any more time practicing, hoping, wondering if I'm good enough. I'm not, and I know it.
You really are okay with this.
I've made my peace. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go make some egg salad. Some damn good egg salad. Oh, and if anybody wants this, it'll be out by the trash pile.
Roy, you look terrible.
It's all your fault, Faye. I haven't slept. I haven't eaten. You got me spooked, gypsy woman. You gotta tell me what's gonna happen to me.
Are you sure you can handle it?
I have to know.
Oh, there it is again, the Queen of Hearts, the death card.
God, I knew it. Wait a minute. The Queen of Hearts is not the death card, Faye. The Ace of Spades is a death card. Even I know that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Here's the man that set me free. I'm gonna go thank him. Excuse me, Mr. Tinsdale. There's something that I need to tell you.
Actually, Miss Chapel, upon reflection, there's something I would like to say to you.
Well, I just...
I may have left you the other evening with the impression that your musical ability is non-existent. Now, that is not quite true. I believe that you possess a glimmer of talent.
A glimmer?
Yes. The tiniest of glimmers, but it is there.
No, you cannot be saying this because, see, I just got my life back.
Of course, it means you're going to have to practice 4, maybe 5 hours a day religiously. But I believe that there's a chance that over the next few years...
Now, you told me I stink.
Well, but you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. Completely and totally. P.U. You said no self-respecting orchestra would have me.
I exaggerated. I apologize.
No, you can't be saying this. You said that I didn't have a chance.
But you do.
Well, take it back. No. Take it back! Take it back!
Get a hold of yourself.
Come back here. You can't give me hope. What kind of monster are you?
Calm down.
He said I had a chance. Joe, you heard him, didn't you?
He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. Well, Helen, if it makes you feel any better, I've always doubted your talent, and I still do. Well, I'm just trying to comfort her. You're gonna be all right?
What am I gonna do? I'm cursed with a glimmer of talent. I'm gonna be chained to that instrument for the rest of my life. Goodbye, walks on the beach. Goodbye, fingernails. Goodbye, life.
Think she's gonna be all right?
She'll be fine.
I don't know. I've never seen her like this before.
You don't think she's gonna do anything desperate, do you?
I'm afraid so.
Everyone's thrilled over Theo's math grade. What is it, 99, 100?
At 89?
89.
This is an 89.
An 89. Well, that's good too, I guess. For math, stay tuned.